Hello, everyone. Welcome to the final, or not final forever, but final for this year, post Adolescence Glow show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Free From Radio. It's a sad day, but it's also a happy day because we have some amazing people, musicians in the room with us. And we're just absolutely thrilled to be hanging out and playing together. So Otis Shanti, if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Hey there, we're called Otis Shanti. My name is Sadie, and I play the keys and the synth and the guitar, and I sing. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Julian. I'm on the bass.
Yeah, I'm Jono. I'm playing drums, and then Ryan doesn't have a microphone, but he's tinkling the sixth string over there.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm just so excited, and I can't wait. And you guys have been here before, not here, but you've been to Tufts performing at Apple Jam. So shout out to our friends over there. But this is your debut on Tufts Radio, so big deal. And let's get into it.
Sounds great. We're gonna play a song called "Right in the Eyes" to start us off.
But won't grow on its own. You've been standing here a while, standing here alone. thoughts to words, it don't come easily. So I try for a while and find it in my sleep. Lay here and watch the weather. We'll figure it all out together. This is the life of drugs. Here on our red stained road. Lay here and watch the weather. We'll figure it all out together. This is the life of drugs. Here on our red stained road. Something under cloudy skies. Ideas, they hum like fantasies and dreaming how it cries. Sitting on our velvet throne, mystified. Here on our red stained road. Lay here and watch the weather. We'll figure it all out together. This is the life of drugs. Here on our red stained road.
Was awesome. Wow. So some background story. Me and Sadie met through my housemate Amanda. Shout out Amanda. And that was like way early in the semester, so we planned this a while ago, but I know a little bit about you guys, and I would love to know more about how you all met and what you have been doing recently, where, you know, where did everybody come from?
Yeah, totally. We met actually in college, like our freshman, sophomore year. We went to Hamilton, so NESCAC represent. And we just decided after graduating to try to keep the thing going. And so we chose Somerville. We kind of like closed our eyes and put our finger on the map, and Somerville was where we landed. And we've just been writing and recording, living in Union Square since we graduated in 2021. And that's kind of... Ryan, would you like to add anything?
No, we're here.
Yeah, you are. Well, that's awesome. And you guys have been playing shows all around. I've seen on the Instagram.
Yes, we're hoping to continue to play music. And in order to do that, you got to play as many shows as possible.
Right.
Right, boys?
Somerville's been really sweet for playing shows. Like, I think we had a very understanding and patient and small audience at Hamilton that, like, gave us the confidence to play out. And, like, we kind of hit the ground running in Somerville. There are tons of cool bands around here and great venues and really lovely, supportive promoters. It's a very, very great scene here.
Yeah, totally. There's a lot of really cute little venues that I have been exploring more. And Somerville is just a great community. So happy to be here.
Super fun. We hope you'll have us back again someday.
Yes, yes. The future of PAG is hopefully going to be coming back. That didn't make any sense. This coming summer, at least I will be here. I think Daniel will be here. Maybe. But at least I will be here. I definitely want to keep going. So that is for everyone listening. We will be looking to book again in the summer. And we will definitely have you guys back if everything works out. But let's keep playing.
Sweet. We're going to play a track off of the album we released in September. Hey.
was okay, guys. That was awesome. Chloe. We're chatting it up in here. That was awesome. So, album. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
What is the is this your first album?
This is our second album. We made our first album at the very end of college. We recorded it in Indiana. Really wow. Random. I slept in a walk-in closet for 2 weeks on the floor.
That'll really get the creative energy flowing.
It did. Sure did. Mm-hmm. We've been writing tunes pretty steadily since we moved here. And we had an EP project last year and then wrote this album, recorded it in the spring and released it in September. It's called Up on the Hill, and it's kind of reflecting our time growing into adulthood and being really confused and a little seasonally depressed. Just like figuring out the balance between life and music and work and play and relationships and all the things. And Up on the Hill is where we live. We live up yes. there. That one. There are several hills in Somerville. The one that we're referring to.
I love that hill. I think another one
Prospect
you're talking about.
Prospect Hill. Yes. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah, well, Tufts is oftentimes referred to as the hill, right?
Yes.
So, you know, very fitting for the Tufts show. But that's awesome. Congratulations on that. And everyone stream the albums. They're everywhere? Streaming everywhere?
They're streaming, literally everywhere.
Boom.
Ryan, Jono, what did you want to say?
We're going to play Low Baller instead of Daylight.
Oh, my. Okay. Yeah. We're going to play a new song that we haven't recorded or released and no one's really heard it yet. So.
Oh, my gosh. So excited.
Even us.
Yay. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Wait, how does this song go?
We'll let John and I start this one.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. I'm not. Just come in.
That was awesome. So we're the first people to hear that.
You know, the only other people that heard it were Tufts students at Apple Jam, I think.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
You should name it like the Tufts song or something.
That's actually what it's called, yeah. It's called the Tufts song.
Perfect. Speaking of that, everyone here has been saying a name, and that name is Toby.
Oh, Toby, our intern.
Yes. What's this manager intern situation that you have going with Toby, our beloved Tufts student?
Julian?
Ryan wants words? Or I can explain a little bit of the backstory. He's the brother of a longtime friend of the band from college. And he offered to help us out. I remember one of our first big shows in the city at Rockwell Theater. Toby was like, yeah, I'll bring some people. And ended up bringing a crowd of 60.
Oh my gosh.
60 single-handedly.
Oh wow.
And
he's popular.
Yeah. Knows a lot of folks. And so he's been super helpful with social media management and just helping us grow as a band and doing the more business side of things.
Right.
Do you want
to That no
talk?
One wants to do.
Hey, Julian, what's your foot?
Yeah. Yeah, I might as well submit for the record that Toby does an excellent job of just like kind of kicking us in the ass every once in a while, kicking us in the butt every once in a while. he's just very good about trying to get the
motivate.
Most out of the band and motivate everyone, mm-hmm. which we really appreciate. Lots of love to Mr. Toby Zuckerberg.
And doing all the work that we don't want to do.
Exactly. Yeah. You always need someone to do that. Well, shout out Toby.
That's why you hire an unpaid intern.
Exactly. That is the point. Well, there's so many Tufts connections here. You guys should just enroll or something.
That'd be great.
We can give you, maybe we can try to see if we can do like a
discounted
honorary
tuition.
Yeah, or like, yeah. You know how they do like honorary doctorates and
yes.
stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take four.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Just put them in the back order. Okay. Keep playing.
All right. Daylight. The song's called Early Birds.
Getting on with the day. The early bird gets the worm. Well, good for you. But I won't move a muscle today. The crack of dawn before I'm ready to hear the noise in my mind. The little pains, they keep me still in my body. And just like that, half the day is gone. It's gone, it's gone, it's gone. Thank you.
I loved that one. That was very Lunar Vacation vibes. Madison said that, so shout out Madison.
Shout out Madison.
But that was awesome. And also, of course, I have to mention that my mom texted me, as usual, and she says, love, in all caps, this band.
Oh.
Text me their name. I'm a fan. So put together. She has an awesome voice. They're so awesome.
Oh my God, that's really, really sweet.
Thanks,
I brought a little tear to my eye. It sounds like could have been my mom, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to the moms.
Totally. I don't know if there's been a show where my mom has not made an appearance through iMessage, the beautiful platform.
Supportive,
and she loves music, and so do we.
Supportive mothers are a through line in this band for sure.
Yes, you know, if that's what you have in common, then it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how are you guys doing? Are you having fun?
We're having a really nice time. You know, we love playing when we can all see each other. Yeah. We sometimes, like, on stage, we just don't face the crowd because it's way nicer to play like this. So
yeah.
I'd say it's quite enjoyable. That's we also really like it in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot to look at. Yeah, it's easy to forget that, like, you know, in practice, usually you're probably all facing each other. And then you get on stage and you're like, wait, why can't I see anyone? So this is a nice little space.
Yeah, I would say this room feels very comparable size-wise to the sunroom where we rehearse normally.
Nice. Yeah, it's pretty good. Me and Constantine were just talking to our recording and production professor about the space and our opinions about it. And, you know, it could be better, but it's pretty good for what we got.
It does the trick. It checks all the boxes. And you guys had all the cables that I forgot to bring. So.
Mostly, yes. So that is always good. Okay, keep playing.
We're thinking to play a song called Pipeline right now. Awesome. So we'll do that.
Salts through the pipeline. I can't breathe my way out of this. Run my knuckles over the chipped blue copper walls. Tunnel feels like death to me, 'cause she likes to do things alone. Death to me, 'cause I can't. We'll be right back.
That was awesome. I also want to acknowledge all the really cool gear that you guys have, because the people can't see that, but you know, a few trips up the stairs, definitely worth it. Is anyone like really emotionally attached to any of their pedals or anything and wants to shout out their gear?
Yeah, Ryan, you can take this one here because he picks out everything for everyone.
I'll say while Ryan's tuning, I'm on drums, so no pedals I'm attached to, but I'm really emotionally attached to people having kits for me. So thank you so much for saving
You're
me
welcome.
Like 6 trips with 60 pounds of
gear. Yeah, I mean, that
up
doesn't
and down
need
three flights
to
of stairs.
Yeah. Why, you know, why should you have to do that? You already work so hard as the drummer, you know.
it's really nice to be understood.
Yeah, yeah. We actually just changed those drum heads too, so those are pretty much like almost brand new drum heads.
Feel great.
That's awesome. It's my first time learning how to do that, so that was really fun. Shout out Joel. Okay, does Ryan have anything to say?
I want to thank my bandmates for putting up with the fact that like half our house is guitar amps. My favorite pedal is the Deluxe Memory Man that I have. That's not plugged in today because I can't really figure out how to get it to sound good on a recording, but it sounds really great in a room. So just take my word for it. It's
okay.
It's a great pedal.
I believe you.
I'm really liking we record at a studio called Big Nice in Providence, and our guy James.
Shout out James.
James has a real vintage Space Echo, which is like a tape delay echo thing.
Oh.
And Boss makes a pedal, so I bought it after we were in the studio last time because he just does anything that sounds like mediocre. He puts the Space Echo on and it makes it sound so much better. Usually on keys, but I've been using it on guitar and it does some really cool stuff. So
nice. Yeah, we have like a super old space station here, like rack, and yeah, it's a. I really don't know how to use it, but it looks cool. Joel knows how to use it. I don't. I wish we did. But yeah, that's super cool. You guys are all like decked out. You look very professional. Okay. Probably have time for 1 to 2 more, if that's sounds good to you guys.
Yeah, that sounds great. Nobody's Party into Outrage.
Sure.
All right. We'll do that.
Thank you.
We're going to do our last song. It's called Outrage. This is called Outrage. It's on our latest album. You can stream it. Thanks so much for having us. Kim, you rock.
Awesome. I accidentally muted the master instead of turning up for a second there, but that didn't have any bad consequences. Okay, that was amazing. You guys are awesome. I definitely need to see you live. Well, I just saw you live, but in like a concert where I'm like actually looking at you all, not just like barely seeing Sadie through the window.